This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Government side continues its pleading on the case relating to the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Deputy Attorney General Padma Prasad Pandey argues reinstatement of House will create serious problems. Public vehicles come into operation in Kathmandu Valley in odd-even number plate system. At least 70 dead in heat waves in Canada. And England and Ukraine make it to the quarterfinals of the Euro Cup. Now the news in detail. The government side continued pleading over the writ petition over the dissolution of the House of Representatives in the Constitutional Bench of the Supreme Court yesterday as well. Deputy Attorney General Padma Prasad Pandey pleaded on behalf of the government over the case yesterday. Deputy Attorney General Pandey argued that the Constitution of Nepal did not envisage about the Prime Minister's resignation in the current situation. He argued that serious problems would be created if the House of Representatives was reinstated. The Deputy Attorney General said that the Article 76 of the Constitution has provisions about a party and anyone with association without association with a political party cannot be the member in the House of Representatives. He argued that the Constitution allowed the split of the party, but it did not allow to support another party by sitting in the same party. Similarly, Pandey has argued that the President had to dissolve the House of Representatives as he did not see any constitutional basis for the appointment of the Prime Minister. The public vehicles came into operation in Kathmandu Valley from yesterday in odd-even number plate system. The meeting of the Chief District Officers of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur on Monday had decided to allow public vehicles with over 25-seat capacity to be operated in the Kathmandu Valley. The public transport entrepreneurs are required to make sure the enforcement of public health protocols and physical distancing rule while operating the service. The public vehicular services had come to a halt since more than 2 months due to the rising cases of COVID-19 infections. Additional 4,348 corona-infected people registered full recovery yesterday. This has led the total recovery tally to 592,535. According to the data of the Health Ministry, the recovery rate now stands at 93%. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 2,636 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. Likewise, 20 deaths due to COVID-19 were confirmed yesterday, taking the total national death tally to 9,071. Nepal has climbed to the third position in the list of countries contributing the largest number of peacekeeping troops to the United Nations. Nepali Army spokesperson Santosh Balla Paudel said Nepal ranks third among the countries contributing the highest number of troops to the United Nations peacekeeping missions. Currently, 5,154 Nepali blue helmets are mobilized in 12 peacekeeping missions in various conflict-hit countries of the world. 176 among them are women soldiers. 1,550 Nepali women have served the UN peacekeeping mission till now. 122 countries are contributing their troops for peacekeeping mission at the call of the United Nations. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Leelanath Shrestha has said that special emphasis has been given to the capacity enhancement of judicial committees and expansion of free legal support. Speaking at a press meet organized at his ministry yesterday, Minister Shrestha briefed his achievements during his 6 months tenure and said the free legal support was expanded to 77 districts from earlier 47 districts. Law Minister Shrestha also said the decision was made to enhance capacity of the local levels, the provision of budget in coordination with all provinces, and provision of legal officer at the judicial committees of the local levels. CPN UML spokesperson Pradeep Gyawali has said that steps would be taken ahead by neutralizing all kinds of conspiracies hatched against the government. speaking at a program organized by National Youth Association on occasion of the National Paddy Day yesterday. Leader Gao Ali argued that different conspiracies were being hatched against the government, but they would be defeated. He further added that it was not only against the Prime Minister, but also an effort was underway to fail all the changes brought about in the country in the last few years. The Province Assembly meeting of Bagmati has been called for 3 p.m. tomorrow. According to Speaker and Province Assembly Speaker Sanu Kumar Srestha, the meeting will hold discussions rather on the new budget of the province that was unveiled on the 15th of June. He added that the meeting of the Business Advisory Committee would take place on Wednesday. You're listening to Radio Nepal TTM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now. Nepal Telecom Co 4G.
भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्य आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Dozens of people have died in Canada as temperatures across the southern Pacific Northwest continue to smash records. Police in British Columbia say they have responded to almost 70 sudden deaths since Monday, many of whom are seniors. They said their heat wave baking the region was a contributing factor. On Tuesday, Canada again recorded its highest ever temperature for the third straight day, which is 49.5 degrees Celsius in Lytton, British Columbia. Before this week, temperatures in Canada had never passed 45 degrees Celsius. Now sports, England defeated Germany 2-0 in the round of 16 match of the UEFA Euro Cup yesterday. Similarly, Ukraine pulled a 2-1 upset over Sweden in yesterday's round of 16 match. With this, the round of 16 has completed. The quarterfinals will be starting from coming Friday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of Province No. 1, Province No. 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Far Western Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province No. 1, 2 and Gandaki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Government side continues its pleading on the case relating to dissolution of the House of Representatives. Deputy Attorney General Padma Prasad Pandey argues reinstatement of House will create serious problems. Public vehicles come into operation in Kathmandu Valley in odd-even number plate system. At least 70 dead in heat waves in Canada, and England and Ukraine make it to the quarterfinals of the Euro Cup. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.